It's called the chapter providing the deceased with milk, meat, etc. Did they know etc. back then? That's so funny.
Of course, mostly etc.
Yeah. So the words begin. The Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, saith, homage to thee, O Ra, the Lord of truth, the only one, the Lord of eternity and maker of everlastingness. Lots of caps in there. No little man left. Continuing, I have come before thee, O my Lord Ra. I would make to flourish the seven cows and their bull. There's caps there. O ye who give cakes and ale to the spirit souls, grant ye that my soul may be with you. So my soul is not capitalized. Let him be born on your thighs. Let him be like unto one of you forever and forever. Let the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, have glorious power in the beautiful Amentep. Next section. The names of the seven holy cows and their bull. Oh, good God. Look at these names. Ion, please say these names.
Are you nuts? This is nuts. We ain't even got to the four rudders yet. You ain't even got to the four rudders, and you won't help with that.
I'll do it. Head cow, never tutucher. Acker, tethia, kinta, tass. Give it by John Netter. Irmer Tutus Church Shenty. 5 is Kanem Timen Kanawit. 6 is Sekemet Twin Semet Abats. 7 is Shinat Petu Vesnetter.
And the bull.
No. Toot Test Netter. Shinat Petu Test Netter.
All right. And the bull is Katai Hemt.
Awesome. That's from Reading Finnegan's Way.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I'll do it again. Head cow, neb church. No, do that. Head cow, neb churcher. Eckert, hen, tetes. Kibite, san, netter. Ermer, tustes, hert, shinty. 5 is knem, timent, kenuit. 6 is sek, mitra. Oop. 6 is sek.
You did it perfect in the first part. Now you're doing all crazy. Now he sounds like Curly on the three Stooges. Yeah.
7. Shinatipetu des netter. Shinatipetu des netter. Bogatai Hempton.
Thank you.
Addresses to the four rudders of heaven.
Yeah, oh, there we go. Now we're to the four rudders. Okay.
Yeah,
boy, we were getting nervous.
Hail thou beautiful power. Thou beautiful rudder.
Wait. You have an audience, Bob, It's an audience of two. We get that. There's nobody here. We got that. But you got to keep up with the boards because you're not being attentive. You've lost music. You've almost lost the turbo bridge. You've killed off half your damn audience, and the other half are mad because they're not dead. And then you promise them ascension and then take it away from them, you dark soul thing, you. And then you rip the very grips of every wonderful thing that they could probably ever hold on to in their life already anyway. And so you have done this. So you, while we're working hard, you have got to watch the boards and make sure that people are engaged. Because they're used to not, they're not even drunk yet, Bob. They only have listened to some recorded. This is recorded too. So I guess never mind. We're good. So we'll start the live show in what, a few minutes, Bob? What do you think?
Bob's muted, so you'll never know.
Good.
That's right. I agree. No problem. It's just
okay. Watch
recording
the boards. Make sure nobody falls overboard.
Okay. Addresses to the four rudders of heaven. Hail thou beautiful power, thou beautiful rudder of the northern heaven. Hail thou who circlest, guide of the two lands, beautiful rudder of the western heaven. Hail splendor, dweller in the temple of the Ashemu gods. Beautiful rudder of the eastern heaven, hail dweller in the temple of the red gods, beautiful rudder of the southern heaven, So there's all kinds of calves there. You know, we're doing good.
Yeah.
We're sailing high.
Is Bob suffering from tachycardia?
No, he's fine. Bob is always fine.
He's heaving into the phone pretty harshly.
I don't think so. Bob's muted. Oh, Bob was breathing. Bob was breathing. Okay, address is to the four companies, spelled wrong in my translation.
Wait. You're not even going to ask about the rudders?
Okay, I guess I get distracted. I was looking at
the next section.
Western, northern, we got the eastern and the southern. It sounds to me like an Indian ceremony, you know,
No. This is bringing you up to this is the first part where they're starting to marry up, hook up with your four horsemen. These are the rudders that turn the bridle. The blood's supposed to go to the bridle of 26 hands high. This is the bridle, the rudder that turns the four horsemen. But these are from the dead people's perspective, because all this is going on while they're going on.
Wow. So a rudder is equated with the reins of a horse and bridle.
Steerer, yes, it's a steerer, like a rudder on a ship. Unless it's a Rotterdam Jew, but that's not a Rotterdam Jew's not quite a rudder. Yeah, and a udder's on a cow. We did the cows before, but that doesn't really fit either. So we're stretching. We're reaching for you here. We're reaching for you. We're reaching for you.
Ignoring. Okay, so that's great. Rudder, bridle, good. And then is this addresses to the four companies of the gods? Is that misspelling of Comapnes relevant in some way?
Can be. You'll see.
Okay. Hail
Bob,
ye gods.
He read Finnegan's Wake.
I know. Comapnes instead of companies. It's what do you call that when the words scribble around to mean something else, Bob?
Synopsis.
English. Syncope.
Synopsis.
Syncope.
Syncope. Synopsis.
Okay. Continue.
Demotions.
Hail ye gods who are above the earth, ye guides of the Tuat. Hail ye mother goddesses who are above the earth and Kurt-Netter in the house of Osiris. Hail ye gods who guide Tetetcheret, who are above the earth and are guides of the Tuat. Hail ye followers of Ra who follow in the train of Osiris. So we're addressing the gods of the four companies and the four directions, correct?
Uh-huh. Not the directions of how. Now you got to follow a train. Train has to stay on the track, or it's derailed. Mm-hmm. So now, what do you need a rudder for on a train? You don't need a steering wheel on a train. See the difference?
Yeah. Cool. All right. I said about the four
That's
directions.
That's
going to
become key.
So what direction is this train going in?
We're not dealing. We don't. That's not been set yet.
Yeah. So
one would say the dead. Well, one would say if you're talking about the dead, they're in their own soup. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like you make a pot of soup. You're not a big soup maker, but if you were, you'd make a big pot of soup. But Bob would never eat soup because he won't use a spoon, and so it's hard to eat it with a straw. So, you dip out of the bowl or the pot and put it in a bowl. Well, Bob doesn't eat out of a bowl either. So, Bob's just out. He's not big soup in that big soup pound. Ice cream. Oh, yeah. Now he can eat them ice creams. Ain't no trouble with that. That's all right. So, once you dip it into a bowl, it becomes separate from the pot, but it's still the same soup.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, these different cars on the train are going the same way, or are they?
Well, that's where I was saying about the northeast southwest in terms of the four rudders of heaven. So they had the opportunity to go in four different directions, but now they're on a train. Okay. So we're going to find out where they're going.
Well,
gotcha.
Now, and let's look at this. Each bowl of soup can go where it may.
Mm-hmm.
Each bowl of soup can go where it may.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And because now wait a second. Now look at your work. Let's bring this back. You have the Dead Bob Show on Monday night. Let's do it with. Let's apply this to now. You deal with people and they have questions, right?
Yeah.
Do they have the same questions?
No.
But they all come back with the same answer. Magnesium cures it all.
Yeah.
So if magnesium cures it all, every problem, where's the rudderless ship in this directive or condition? So what you're acknowledging is that people can navigate. They're all the same, but they're different. They're like little houses made of ticky-tacky. They're all just the same, but they're not. But there's a yellow one and a green one and a blue one. But they're not the same, but they are. They're in a house made of ticky-tacky. They're all the same, but they're not. So the same way in this dead place, position, condition, they're in different spots. And they find each customer, we used to say patient. Notice how we're shifting the modality to customer from patient. Did you know that? Notice that? We're easing away from that thing. So look at the condition now of the customer, that they're just the same, but yet they're different. And they want to be made to feel special or appropriate to their condition. So this is the dead people have, apparently, as your people on the Dead Bob Show, have the same trouble. That they want to be special in their own capacity, and they are in this soup position. So the environment is crashing down around them, and they're trying to get out of that thing that's crashing. So they're trying to get out of the peaceful respite of dead and bring it back to mix it up into the physical. See, they don't like the dead because there's nothing. It's just dead as a sack of hammers. It's just nothing. So it's nothing. It's like nothing, you know, like knobstail. It's just nothing. Just nothing. It's just nothing.
So the dead, yeah. Even though they've gone through a lot of, you know, trauma, shrum and dorm, whatever it's called, they still consider it a peaceful respite?
Yeah. Yeah, they have to.
Okay.
They have to. Well, now think about it, because there's nothing they can do. They're stuck.
Yeah, okay.
And so stuck, okay. Even in bad, is still stuck. And so this is, we had to draw the parallel because it's making a big deal about everybody's in the same boat, everybody's saying, and we would say, yes, they are. They're all deaf and dying and running, and we did this all wrong, Carol. We're going to admit this finally. We did this all wrong. What we should have done is rather than telling everybody to ascend, we should have told everybody to go and kill themselves. Oh, wait, we did that already, and they didn't. We did that already, and they didn't. The point is that we could say, okay, like the religions, we don't want to say the church, but the religions said, follow me, yay, pray, get saved, sit in the church till Jesus comes, and Jesus comes, gonna make you sweet by and by, and land fairer than day, and Jordan River and God's own chariot and all those things are going to take you out of this place. And there's nothing you can do. Well, that's just gibberish because magnesium is a wonderful thing. But just listening and ordering and receiving and having without engaging won't do you a goddamn lick's bit of good.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the news flash is, don't order the product. Don't get the product. Don't listen. Just take it. Maybe that's the secret. Do you see? And if there's a difference, then you'll know it worked because you'll be alive long enough to listen and complain about being alive.
Mm-hmm.
The limbago can kick back in, you know.
So, but like
darling,
you say,
what would you
just. Just taking it, that's, what is it, ascending by default, and you kicked that idea out a long time ago.
Right. That's correct. That's correct. Great. But so we're trying to get the perspective of, have we made it hard? Are we being disrespectful to the dead by making them go through these processes that they have to go to? Okay. So mm-hmm. now that we have to now go and reconnect on the Lily Tomlin's switchboard, it's like the lines are there and we got to connect, push in the cord to hook somebody else to the cord so their line is hooked up on the switchboard. It's almost like mm-hmm. that. But the trick is everybody's still on the call. We're just trying to make a point of a point of a point so that everybody can understand you got several things going on. Okay. Once you dip the soup out of the same pot and put in a bowl, the soup takes a life of its own. So therefore, you have rudders that navigate the bowl of soup. Now, once you get to this level, back to the land of the living, we could draw a real good parallel that little men are dead and live men are God. We could draw a parallel that the little man condition, seeing you as God, is the same as the dead people trying to get to the live people, trying to get to the God people.
You see the
assemblage there? That's what Ulysses was trying to promote, Carolyn. It's the stages and conditions of mechanical living.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
That's one of your favorites, isn't it?
I don't know about that.
Well, it's right up there with Thomas Pynchon. It's right up there with Thomas Pynchon, darling, isn't it? That's enough. Mm. Now, do you got that? Now, you got the parallel.
Yeah.
You got steering. Yeah. Now, you got steering wheels on a train. Okay. You got individual cars that they're their own soup that are individual. Same outcome, ticky-tacky, in a row, no difference, but yet they're all different but the same. And now you're trying to show these dead people by talking to the live people about how to get to the little people to become God people, because God's the only thing that's going to help you.
Yeah, cool.
So that's good. Hey, this is going to be great fun. When me and you get through, we'll have it wrapped up. We can go to the beach. This will be good. Let them work it out. Let them hum to themselves. They can sing Kumbaya. Oh, no, Bill, don't allow that. And snail mail don't work anymore. So, it's pretty terrible that President Trump would close the pistol office just so Bob can't get his $12 paid so he can listen to a piece of music. But he's got all the music. He's got all the music, but he doesn't know what to do with it.
Did they close the post office?
That's what the nets are saying, that Trump's going to do is close the pistol office.
Your $12 can't get to Washington. Oh, so your simple letter can't get to Washington. Ridiculous.
Yeah, you did it, Bob.
It's a cabal.
You start messing with the post office, and then it goes all to heck.
Well,
you say, the people aren't working. You say, welcome to the Thompson Quadrant. Hope y'all are comfortable. Just get you a nice, comfortable seat. You better get your feather bed because it's going to get it's a rough and rocky road, Bob. It's a rough and rocky road. That's a fossil.
For all you ladies out there, telling me that goddess word ain't acceptable. You are a god or not. No goddess bullshit.
No.
Goddess is folklore, and that's why we're not doing the Book of Gates that Eben suggested. It's all about goddess, Nubian goddess propaganda. If you're God.
If she wouldn't get stuck in that and make a separation, we could support that. But she does. And so it becomes a nullifier. It's saying that the individual cup of soup is delineated by what spoon you're using to consume it. And so the goddess aspect is the spoon, which has nothing to do with the conversation. So, it's kind of like, okay, we could say, I have platinum blonde hair, God. What does that have to do with anything? Nothing. It just becomes a describer. The platinum blonde hair goddess, I'm a goddess god. Oh, okay. Well, then now you're just describing, what kind of foundational garments you prefer. Nice bustiers are always in style, girls. Just saying. So, anyhow, back to work, Carol.
Anyhow, let me say
Bob
something there.
Bob,
your body's just a vehicle, like a glass. Doesn't matter what glass you drink from. Still just a glass. Your body's just a glass container.
You don't even need you lick it off the counter.
We're talking about a bowl of soup.
I'm speaking to you people, not about myself. What, Carol?
We're talking about bowls of soup, not glasses of soup. You don't drink soup.
You'll see. The glass will come up later.
Excuse me, sir. Can I have a cup of, can I have a cup of water? I'd like to buy a cup of water. If you could please interrupt me and sell me a cup of water, I would like that very much. I have to do that.
Next section. Appendix is from the Papyrus of Nu, the rubric says, these words shall be said when Ra appeareth over figures of these gods, written in color upon a tablet, and thou shalt place offerings of Teshephau food before them, cakes, ale, flesh, geese, and incense. They shall cause the deceased to enjoy the offerings which come forth at the word of command before Ra. They shall give the deceased an abundance of food in Kertneter, and shall deliver him from every evil thing whatsoever. And thou shalt not recite this book of Un-Nefer in the presence of anyone except thine own self. If this be done for the deceased, Ra shall be a rudder for him. Ra shall be a rudder for him, Anon.
Yeah. Wow. Now you're saying my cup of soup is special, just like every other cup of soup came out of the same pot, but my cup of soup is different. That's being driven differently, and that's the segregation that applies. So we're saying ascension is for everybody, but fuck everybody. Let's get you to it. If we get you to it, then you put your oxygen mask on first before you start helping everybody else.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Continuing. So let me finish. Let me go back to the previous.
Well, just go Ra to be the rudder for him. Good. You're there.
Yeah, for him. And shall be to him a strong protective power, and he shall destroy all his enemies for him. Somehow this is bolded in my text. He shall destroy all his enemies for him in Kertneter, and in heaven, and upon earth, and in every place, whereinsoever he may enter, and he shall enjoy celestial food regularly and continually forever. So it's
now,
all good.
Do you see
in
what's
heaven,
happening?
Earth,
well, no, wait. Slow up a second. Now, do you see the merging? This is the first time that you've gotten to this whole bunch of gibberish that you're starting to merge the bodies. This is the first place you've had the opportunity to maybe get at ones up on the tech body. Maybe. You're asking what condition our condition was in, and we didn't say anything. In the condition of our condition, that's a condition. We're trying to get humans into their place of power. So does that mean we have to slap you around so vehemently that you have no choice but to ascend? Okay, if it'll work, but it hasn't so far. We can't be worse to you than you are to yourself. You cut your head off and then complain that you don't have the headache anymore that you used to enjoy. Did you cut your head off for Pete's sake? Come on, mute, right. Bob.
I'm a god. I don't listen to little voices.
He's an unmuted god. Okay, so this business about the merging is expressed by heaven and earth and all the places being wrapped up in one. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's like Bob's celestial food. You know, the little piece of bread is wrapped up. It's almost like a cinnamon roll now, like in a swirl, a little flat one. If you don't have to cut up, you can just toast and put the butter on it. So it's got more crooks than nannies to hold the butter. It's like that. Mm-hmm. It's like that sometimes.
Okay.
So they're merging, Carolyn. This dead in Christ shall rise, this whole position of coming into your place, it's starting to apply. And this is the one intersection part where you have the potential ability and capacity to actually overstep overstep check body collusion. Because once you're fixing the thing, it says, well, it's already happening. That's why we're making a noted obvious position, if it's already happening. You've got yourself in a position now where the tech body's telling you how you felt. Tech body's telling you how you felt.
Yep.
I've been sitting here watching the TV till I've got bed sores, Carolyn. What? Magnesium, bed sores. Good for magnesium, good for bed sores. But maybe it might be good to get your damn ass up off of the place that you're laying on. Move around a little bit. Take your pea pod. You can watch porn on the go. It's porn on the go. It's all good. But see, they look for the ancillary rather than the obvious. Ancillary versus the obvious. But this is hooking up the power, the strong protecting power, and then you can destroy all his enemies. So see, Kurt Netter all the way through this has been your buddy. Yeah? Kurt Netter's been the thing that helps you out.
Yeah?
Kurt Netter's been the good dude, right? Well, now all of a sudden, you got to get protection in Kurt Netter. Well, hell, if you've got this fellatio-based relationship, y'all pretty chummy. You cuddle up, you spoon regularly. It's all good. But now all of a sudden you got to go overcome and whoop this thing. So now you're going to find about the recension. Now you're going to find out about recension.
Well, recension means a revised edition. So yeah, the next part looks like it's from the Sait recension.
It's Sait.
Sait.
Like full, like your belly's full. Your belly's full, so you're sated. So it's a version of sick.
Okay. So, continuing. The chapter heading is The Book of Making Perfect, the Khu, K-H-U, in the heart of Ra, of making him to have the mastery before Kim, of magnifying him before Osiris, of making him mighty before the Kenet Amentat, and of setting awe of him before the company of the gods. It shall be recited on the day of the new moon, on the 6-day festival, on the 15th day festival, on the festival of Uak, on the festival of Thoth, on the birthday of Osiris, on the festival of Menu, on the night of Hekor, during the mysteries of the Tuat, during the celebration of the mysteries of the Akertet, at the smiting of the emissions. Okay, there's a new word, emissions. Is that sperm ion?
No. You don't smite sperm unless you're Dele plasma, then it's a different thing.
So what does emission stand for?
Conditions of the environment or atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Atmosphere.
Okay.
So some would say it's our carbon. Some would say it's our carbon. Some would, the little people would say, well, see, the dead would say, you're planting me in dirty dirt. You're planting me in dirty dirt. My dirt's dirty. So those are the emissions that they would feign against. Well, the little men are feigning against the environment in which their world is coming to. Despite their it's like cockroaches. How do you get rid of cockroaches? Well, obviously you yell at them. That's what makes them go away, is you yell at them. When you see a cockroach, you scream and it runs away. If you never see a cockroach, then you don't have them. Right? Good.
Oh. Okay, very cool. Okay, continuing. At the passage of the Funerary Valley and the Mysteries, the recital thereof will make the heart of the Kuru to flourish and will make long his strides and will make him to advance and will make his face bright, and will make it to penetrate to the god. Let no man witness the recital except the king, small k, and the Kareb priest, small p. But the servant who cometh to minister outside shall not see it, of the Karu for whom this book, capital B, shall be recited. His soul shall come forth by day with the living. He shall have power among the gods, and it will make him irresistible forever and ever. Irresistible, Ion.
Yeah.
What kind?
Yummy.
What kind of protection is that?
Oh, it's like Bob. You just, when you walk, you've done this, Carol. When you walk by him, you just want to go licking, you know, the one thing on earth that would curdle his milk more than any everything.
Yeah.
You walk by him and
he'd
lick him. He'd go crazy. Well, that's the part of being irresistible. It's because he tastes so damn good. He does taste good.
Uh-huh.
So, just that licking, that's the one thing that would send him, it'd be over with. Yeah, it'd be through. But that's the point. Irresistible is the thing that makes. So now, anytime y'all get a meeting with Bob, just walk up to him and lick him. He'll like that. He'll like that very much. Don't shake hands. Just lick him. Just lick him. He'll find that enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Takes a licking and keeps on ticking, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm. Continuing. These gods shall go round about him and shall acknowledge him. He shall be one of them. This book, capital B, shall make him to know how he came into being in the beginning. This book is indeed a veritable mystery. Let no stranger anywhere have knowledge of it. Do not speak about it to any man. Do not repeat it. Let no other eye see it. Let no other ear hear it. Let no one see it except thyself and him who taught it to thee. Let not the multitude, and that's bolded, let not the multitude know of it except thyself and the beloved friend of thy heart. Thou shalt do this book, small b, in the S-E-H chamber on a cloth painted with the stars in color all over it. It is indeed a mystery. The dwellers in the swamps of the Delta, it says N-A-D there, but it's probably A-N-D, and everywhere shall not know it. It shall provided the crew with celestial food upon Incarnator. It shall supply his heart soul with food upon earth. It shall make him to live forever. No evil thing shall have the master over him. So it's like we went back a step, just cleaning things up here, Ion.
Well, you've got to point the point that if you don't have your power, you're screwed. And so you got to get some power. These are dead people. So you got to give them some power. Once you give them some power, then they can do it for themselves. They can stir their own, steer their own train and stir their own pot of soup.
Mhm. Mhm. Steer and stir.
Correct.
Awesome. Yeah. Wow.
And you notice it's no thing shall have the master over him, and then parenthetically, it's evil, like that. There's a difference. See, we don't know the difference.
Yeah.
We don't see that because what we say is heaven, people say it's hell. What we say is hell, people say it's heaven. It's a crazy thing, like. You know the medical condition like cutters. You treated cutters where they have this. Just they only feel good when they're in pain.
They only feel good
when they're in pain. And we watch humans do all this crazy stuff. You know, they build a beautiful house and make a beautiful home and fill it full of beautiful things and have people around them that they fuck and love to fuck and like to get around with, and they eat cookies and drink buttermilk and have beautiful days, and then they throw it all away. Just walk away from it and decide they can't do that anymore. And it's like, well, wait a second. How is it you decided to make this pot of soup if you weren't going to engage it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. And it becomes a bit of a suffrage issue. It becomes a suffrage issue because then it's like, I'm so powerful, I can punish myself for not offending.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and while we that's why we kind of go on the risque, we go on the out of the box and say nasty things, and we have been known to say nigra on occasion, just rarest of occasion we have said that, just to point out the avant-garde. See, we're pointing out the avant-garde, that thing you can't do. Well, now what?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Then after a little while, you go, oh, well, that's just Ion. Don't worry. You know, he's some Herman Talmadge throwback. Don't worry about that. It's from a different time, a different space. When it's not that, it's not that at all, you see.
Mm.
See, you've got to get this straightened out, because this is the same curse that Albert tried to put on you, and George V tried to put on you, and it's the same thing Queen Victoria was trying to suppress. They followed the rules. They followed the blue bloods follow the rules better than y'all do. They keep it to themselves. They marry to themselves. They control their wealth, place, plane, and power to themselves. It's vulgar. You shouldn't be involved in the conversation. Who are you anyway? Not in our world will you reside. And now you see it becomes, uppity, but it's not uppity. It's them applying the very thing that's happening right here. They're saying, keep it to yourself. Get you right. Mm-hmm. Quit worrying about everybody else. Get you right. You love somebody good, love them. But get you right. Because if you don't get you right, they're not going to last anyway. It's the rub. We didn't mean to jump quite that far off the boat, but we did want to bring this home now, because you're running out of pages here pretty quickly. But do you see the clear delineation between now the dead ain't so dead no more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
nice.
Thank you. I like that line. It clears up when the queen says, not in our world, but what they have the lopping off is, will you reside? Not in our world will you reside. That is too cool for school.
Yeah. And see, and you do that just superfluously, because it doesn't matter, but you do that normally. That's normal. That doesn't fit. That doesn't fit into your condition. We'll show you.
Cool.
It's a John Kerry problem.
John Kerry problem.
Yeah, dirty little secret.
Oh, Bob's reaching for his mute. It's a John Kerry. You mean our climate clown?
You climate clown, you're so cool. With them clowny daggers, he's got clowny daggers, Karen, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. Continuing. The addresses of the four rudders, okay. We're circling back to the rudders, get those cleaned up. So the words are, hail, power of heaven, opener of the disc, thou beautiful rudder of the northern heaven.
Whoa. What is the disc? Riddle us this. What is the disc? Perfect.
Sun.
Perfect. Okay. Good. If we're going to give addresses, let's go ahead and be clear.
Yeah, thank you. So, hail, power of heaven, opener of the disc, thou beautiful rudder of the northern heaven. Hail Ra, guide of the two lands, thou beautiful rudder of the western heaven. Hail Kru, dweller in the house of the Akhmu gods, thou beautiful rudder of the eastern heaven. Hail Governor, dweller in the house of the Keshur gods, thou beautiful rudder of the southern heaven. I could go back and look, but are these the same words as above, Ion?
Same conditions, but not the same words, because you've got Hindiades, the two lands, and then power of heaven, which is where God lives, and opener of the disc. And then the rest of it is just the doppelganger that's supposed to make you think you saw something.
Yeah. Okay, Hindiades and disc. Define this more. Okay. And continuing, grant ye cakes and ale and to shuffle out food to the Osiris of Ankh, whose word is truth. Hail, Father of the gods. Hail, Mother of the gods in Kurt-Netter. Deliver ye the Osiris from every evil thing, from every evil obstruction, from every dire attack of an enemy, and from that deadly snarer with knife-like words, and from men and gods and spirit souls and the damned on this day, on this night, on this present festival of the 15th day and in this year, and from the things of evil thereof. So there goes evil. It's gone.
And your crowny daggers, the knife-like words.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, cool. Clowny daggers. Okay, got it. WNY. And continuing, a new header. It's called Hymn to Osiris. Kenti Amenti Un Nefer. And the words are, the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, praises Osiris Kenneth Amenti Un Nefer, and saith, Hail my Lord, who dost hasten through eternity, whose existence is forever. Now, what's interesting, there's a lot of forevers, and the word is separated. It's not forever. It's forever.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mm-hmm. hold some meaning, Ion?
Yeah, that's not forever. It's for the evers. Forever.
Yeah.
It's for. It's who it's
yeah.
for. It's the object of the preposition, not the word forever.
Cool.
It conditions it, divides it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Cool. Continuing. Lord of lords, King of kings, sovereign God of the gods who live in their shrines, gods, dot, 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 men. Okay, that's interesting. So it's like gods to men. So we are gods here, and we look back at the men, the Hendides, the mirror. Right, Ion?
We say yes, but well, we'd like to say that, but that's not the case. That's why we were trying to get to the point. Yes, but that's not what happens. They look in the mirror and they see something very weird. They look and they see a perfect human, and they see one eye is larger than another. One lip leans to the left. The hair isn't just right. It grows funny or it's cow-licked. And they have a perfect body. I mean, perfect. And they have a superfluous nipple. It's the craziest thing ever. Mm-hmm. They see what's wrong, never what's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The plastic surgeon, the dream.
Never what's right. Cool. Continuing. Make thou for me a seat with those who are in Kurt-Netter, who adore the forms of the Ka, capital K, capital A, and who traverse millions of years. So we've got the Ka. I forget what we said the Ka was before, because two capitals.
That was the author. That was the Ah. That was the Ra's condition. The Ka was the Ra condition, remember?
Okay. Yes, 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 Kara. And this traversed millions of years. They're trying to say that time is limitless, but they're still talking about time.
Right. By making more of it makes it more obscure.
Yeah, yeah.
But then eternity is time too, so we just don't know how long it is yet.
Yes.
See? Neat. Constructs are screwy. And remember, put this in the annals, that we admit it for the very first time, that all analogy sucks in relator.
I know. Got it. Continue.
Carolyn just lives for a good one.
Oh, my heart just clenches. You know, everything just clenches.
They're a good one.
I start hearing.
They're a good one. They're a good one. She just wants a good one. Just one good one.
Yeah, one good one. Continuing. May no delay arise for thee and Tamara. Well, that's my name, kind of. Let them come to thee, all of them, great as well as small. May this God give the power to enter in. It's spelled E-N-T-E-R-I-N. Do you think that's two words or two words?
Yes, it's two words. Make it two.
May this God, may this God give the power to enter in and to come forth from Kurtnetter without repulse at any door of the Tuat to the Ka of the Asars Ani. And then we come to the appendix, which is from the papyrus of the times, and the words in capitals are the times, the libationer, so that the drinker, the libationer,
The sot,
right, the libationer and president of the altar chamber of the apse, A-P-T-S, is that apartments in church form?
No, it's things on your Black Mirror that run things.
Apps, oh no. Shoot. Yeah, sure. Sure, Ion.
That's okay. Good rub.
The libator and president of the altar chamber of the apse, director of the scribes of Amen. So the scribes, that's the soul. So this is somehow the soul director?
The holder of it, yes. So a soul train. Bob used to like that show.
Yeah.
When he had, that's when he wore an afro. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, he had one. It's true.
That's great.
Continuing. Whose word is truth, praises Sotharis, and doeth homage to the Lord of Eternity, and satisfieth the will of the God, and speaketh truth, the Lord of which is unknown, and saith. So all of that was capital. So now we get to the words themselves. Homage
the
to thee,
and gravy.
Homage to thee, O thou holy God, thou mighty and beneficent being, thou prince of eternity, who dwelleth in... So now we're at eternity from millions and millions.
Uh-huh.
Now we're at eternity. Nice. Doesn't mean a thing, though.
Telling them how messed up they are.
Right. Thou Prince of Eternity, who dwelleth in thy abode in the sectet boat, whose risings are manifold in the Atet, is that Atet boat, unto whom praises are rendered in heaven and upon earth. Peoples and nations exalt thee, and the awe of thy terror is in the hearts of men and spirit souls and the dead. Thou soul dwelleth in Tetu, and the awe of thee is in Hansu. Thou settest the visible emblems of thyself in Anu, and the majesty of thy transformations in the holy place. I have come unto thee. Truth is in my heart, and in my breast there is neither craft nor guile. Grant thou that I may have my being among the living, and that I may sail up and down the river among those who are in thy following. I'm running out of brain power here.
It's as it lays. It's saying there is something bigger, there is something better, there is something outside it, but you're too stupid to figure it out. And we're going to tell you that one more time because it's unknown, and we're going to say it one to thee. And then we're going to get Hathor, the Lady of Amentet, and see if we can clean this up a little bit, or at least find which bowl your soup is in.
Now, what are our choices of which bowl your soup is in?
You'll see. Because that's the little houses made of ticky-tacky. Which one are you going to move into? You don't know. Whichever one they allow you to have. Whichever they approve. Whichever they permit. Well, who the fuck is they? We don't know. See? Then we don't know. And nobody knows. It's like, oh, okay. Well, I'm going to have good health based on whose edict. Based
right.
on...